excellent athletic play by Mr. Ginther.
Very good. That's almost a touch. Little few words being exchanged there from the officials in the folks at center court on the opposite side of us. So, Harvey Beach ball, Sloan Clasby, as it passes over to Crabb in the left wing, up to Ginther, top of the key. Being guarded by Grosso. Into the left block, into Boone, kicks it back out to Ginther. Minute 19 left, 6-3. Sandusky leads by three. Crabb from a long three from NBA range. Rims in and out, no good. Boone brings in the rebound and then passes off to Crabb. He tries to put it up, that one is no good. And then Boone gets another rebound, and he puts that one up, and he gets fouled. He's heading to line for two.
That tray attempt by Kraft was a four-pointer, I think.
He shot that one from downtown, maybe from the suburb.
Sandusky has been, like I said, they've been coming out on him. And well, he just gave him a little bit more room.
And the first free throw is up and good for Jordan Boone. Now makes it 6-4. That foul was the second on Justin Mills. And he comes out, and he's replaced by number 24, Matt Russ. No, that's not right. I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you. Minute six left, 6-4. Booms the second free throw up and good, makes it 6-5. Sandusky's lead back down to one. Full court pressure coming from Harvey Beach, matching up. 1 minute remains. Across the line comes Shively, being guarded by Kraft, and it's stolen by Boom. Kraft is wide open by himself. There comes Bazell after him, but it's good first. Eli Kraft with his first 2 points of the game, and the first lead for Harbor Beach at 7-6 with 45 seconds left.
Andrew Seaman really made that happen. He got the steal and then got the assist.
Shively being comes down the court, being guarded by Kraft, but that's blocked by, picked by Bazell. Gibson tries to go for the steal again. This one didn't work. And Shively has it at the left wing. 30 seconds left. Top of the key, 24. Kraft for three. That one's blocked. Loose ball, though. And Boone comes up for Harbor Beach across the timeline. Pass over to Ginther for two. Yes! The crowd comes alive as Aaron Ginther has it last and puts it in for two. Now makes it 9-6 with 10 seconds left. The largest lead for Harbor Beach, 9-6. Here's the two section. Sandusky throws it out of bounds. This gym is electrified.
Sandusky was looking for the last shot. Coach was calling in last shot.
And just out of bounds, a little miscommunication between two players there. And comes number 32, Chase Bullis.
I think the crowd on the other side was basically throwing out of bounds, and that's what they heard.
Hanson comes back in for Ginther. Hanson was originally replaced by Sloan Clasky. Number 32 comes in for Sandusky. That's also Chase Bullis.
7.1 to go.
Bullis replaces Bazell, trying to give him a breather. Kraft has it. Over from Clasby for the jump shot. 2 feet within the three. This one's no good. Rebound Sandusky. That's going to do it. Sucker brings in the rebound. So at the end of the first quarter, it's 9-6. Harbor Beach on top. You're tuned to WLEW.
This year, more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring will be celebrating its fifth anniversary. Due in no small part to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shops share 15 free loaner cars and a tow truck. They have free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. The focus on customer service and satisfaction continues with higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. Continued sales increases show they're doing things right. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal. Tamora Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
Well, first quarter's in the books. Harbor Beach is leading 9-6 after trailing 4-1.
All of a sudden, it just came, to Harbor Beach because Sandusky was basically fatting the lead for the whole time. And really, Harbor Beach was having trouble getting it started. They were only shooting 18%, believe it or not. Sandusky was pretty controlled, shooting 42%, and the roof caved in.
Well, Ryan Brown listening then to the huddle there for Sandusky. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Sandusky's really looking to just work hard and compete. They're getting pressure a lot from Harbor Beach because that's their MO, and they're looking to attack pressure with more pressure by them. They look to come out and be a lot more aggressive on offense.
Thank you, Ryan. And as while you were out there, Kraft went in for the steal on a little bit of loose ball, but there's a foul on Sandusky, so both teams lost the length of the court, and Kraft's going to be shooting 1-1 at the very beginning of the second quarter.
Foul was on Chase Bullitt. That's his first.
Sandusky has 17 fouls, but really no one's in foul trouble per se. The only one close is Justin Mills with two. Kraft's free throw is up off the. That was honestly ugly. That was right off the front of the rim. So, no harm, no foul there. Here comes Sandusky, number 11. Shifley over to Frank, goes into the lane. That one's no good. Rebound, Steven for Harbor Beach. Here comes Kraft. Blows things up. That's off the offense. Top of the key. 7:20 left. Harbor Beach leads by 3, 9-6. Booms trying to feed into Ginther, who has position. Back over to Booms into Ginther. He has double team. He goes off a foot. Stolen by Sandusky, number 12, Brandon Tucker. Rosso on the right wing, being guarded by Ginther. 7 minutes left, 9-6. Harbor Beach leads by 3. Back up to number 32, Chase Bullis, being guarded by Boone. Over to Tucker, top of the key. Rosso on the left wing, can't keep a handle on it, and it goes out of bounds, Harbor Beach ball. A lot of turnovers from Sandusky on the left.
I'm kind of surprised by that, as far as the pace of the game is concerned, because it's kind of a slower pace. They want to get more into control, but the turnover rate is beginning to alarm the Sandusky coach a bit.
I'm a little concerned for our equipment, how maybe loose balls are just going straight out of bounds. As they feed it into Steven from Sloan Klasky, and he gets it stolen away by Sandusky, number 32, Chase Bullis. As out the key, Shifley passes it over to Frank. Over to Bullis. Back over to Grasso, left wing, being guarded by Ginther to Tucker. Get passed over to Shifley for three. Yes! And a tie ball game. Once again, the first 3 points in the quarter for Sandusky makes it a three and a tie ball game. 9 apiece with 6 minutes left. Sloan Klasky gets it stolen right at the timeline by number 32. Chase Bullis in the Sandusky ball. Another Chase Bullis three. He's up and no good. Rebound Sloan Klasky. Ginther feeds it up to Kraft, who is wide open on the other side, and it goes out of bounds. Kraft really couldn't chase that one down, and it was out of bounds. They missed the ball.
Thought on an outside chance, you might get it. But.
So, Sandusky ball 90 feet away from their own hoop. Passing in is number 20, Frank. Over to Shifley. Being guarded by Kraft on the right wing, over to Frank, left wing. Tries to beat it into the post, number 32, Bullis, stolen by Harvey Sloan Klasky, up, down to the left, and it's good! Yes! Sloan Klasky went up for the transition layup, it went in, and then he got fouled after that. The official says count it, and that's the 18th foul on Sandusky, as number 24, Matt Grasso, comes in, or is replaced by number 23, Basel. That foul is on number 20. Gage Frank is second. Team's A. Jason Hansen comes in for Boom. So a little smaller lineup now for Harbor Beach as Sloan Klasky trying to go for the old-fashioned three-point play. The interesting stat right now is Sandusky has 8 fouls. Harbor Beach has 1.
You know that's going to be a bone of contention from Sandusky coach. It's just a matter of time before he starts harping on that a little bit.
Ryan Pritchard, the head coach of Sandusky, has come fast. He misses the free throw, but he gets his own rebound. Pass it over to Kraft for the jump shot. That one's no good. We have a push on Harbor Beach. And it's going to be a foul on Harbor Beach. On number 40, Andrew Steven is first, team second. So Sandusky ball, 90 feet from the hoop. 5:32 left. Harbor Beach has a 2-point lead, 11-9. Feeds it into Baisdell. Still full court pressure comes from Harbor Beach on the match on the man-to-man. Crossing the timeline, number 10, Mills, being guarded by Hansen. Over to the left wing to Shifley. Back over to Tucker on the right wing. Back over to the left wing. Over to number 32, Chase Bullis, but before dribbling, he took one too many shots.
Sandusky is utilizing a flex offense, which is you're going to get shots from the upper elbows or down below where the block is.
Inbound to Aaron Ginther. Passes back to Craddock with 5:10 left in the second with a 2-point lead for the Pirates, 11-9. Into Seaman at the right post, right elbow, tries to beat it into the Craft underneath the basket. This one taken away by Sandusky. Here comes Mills. Mills on the right wing. Dribbles back out, being guarded by Ginther, drives into the lane, kicks it back out to number 32. He takes the shot. That is